This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
So on the Bart and Han Twitter feed, we have a poll. Anthony's very proud of his poll. He likes to display it.
Phrasing.
Especially in the morning.
Phrasing.
I'm just saying what he tells me. He says in the morning, his polls are probably the most impressive. He said this poll that is up now already has 141 votes. Nice. I got to retweet it. Let me just do that real quick. Retweet. There it is. And anyway, so what we have here is, here's a breakdown real quick. I'm moving fast on this, really. This is exciting.
That's funny.
And we'll get to Begley. Begley has nothing to do, right? He's nothing going on right now.
Yeah, and then to see here.
Yeah. Anyways, the poll's up. It just gives you basically what player, you know, there's four choices. Would you want to see the Knicks finish the day with? Let's just leave it like that. Ian Begley would have some idea. His notebook is already filled with all types of possibilities. You can see him on The Putback with Ian Begley on SNY.
They heard that's a pretty good show. I heard
at noon.
It's one of the best shows out there, I heard.
Yeah. Well, Bart's an SNY guy, so he can.
Yeah, we all
that.
Got excited when Cohen got there, hoping that he going to give us, we all going to get a raise.
Yeah. Bagels, have you talked to Cohen yet? Have you asked him about a raise?
Surprisingly, he hasn't checked in with me. I've heard he does like The Putback, but we'll have to wait and see, when we hit the table to see how it all goes. But I appreciate the kind words, fellas. How are you guys?
All right. We're good. Busy day. So again, noon, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube pages for SNY. You can see Bagels in all his glory. And so your big board right now, number 8. Now, is this in order, like power ranked when I read this? Like, so the first name is the most likely in your mind?
Yeah, honestly, I think I did it like Monday, and I it's so old.
But they just tweeted it.
I know. Like,
you did it Monday. It ain't fresh.
Let me say this, Hans. Can I give you a live update to my big board? Can we do that?
Yes, let's do it.
Go ahead. You give me then your big board right now. Give me your top 5 players that you think the Knicks are going to take.
Can't wait.
All right, so I think if Toppin is there,
yep,
he's at the top of my board. I don't know if he'll be there, though. I mean, because obviously there's interest in him ahead of the Knicks. And then, you know, I had Haliburton up there, but more recently I had heard that there's kind of mixed opinions on him. And so because of that, I wonder if they go Devin Vassell there. If he's available, I have heard from some people, at least, I don't think it's uniform for me, that he's a little bit ahead of Okoro because of the shooting.
Yeah.
Because he showed that he could shoot it at Florida State. Okoro, you know, you're going to have to work on his shot. Mm. And then if you go guard, then I think Haliburton and Hayes are kind of right there. Kyra Lewis Jr., I know he has fans over there. I think it'll be a little bit of a reach.
Yeah,
but it would be an interesting pick, an intriguing pick to me if they took him in. I think that's 5 guys. Did I give you 5?
You gave me 6 because you added Kyra, but that's all right. Yeah. So
who's counting?
Let's be. So it's all good. So let's begin though with the trade they made today of just basically moving up 4 spots late in the first by giving up their second round in number 38 and the 27 they get from the Clippers. They packaged that. They moved to 23 with Utah. What are you reading from a move like that, which seems like I'll give you my take and then you tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Moving up 4 spots before you know who's even on the board or off the board by that. Normally this is a trade you make during the draft as you see how it's setting up. To make this trade before the draft even begins, it sort of got my spidey senses tingling. You know what I mean, Bagels? I was like, all right, so there's got to be something more to this than just they're targeting a player who could be there at 23. What do you think?
1,000%. And, you know, that's why before you became a big radio star, you were a great reporter. Because my spidey senses
flattery will get you
were tingling as well. And earlier in the week, you know, I'd heard from a couple teams ahead of the Knicks that they knew or they felt that the Knicks were still considering the possibility of moving up. So I put that with today's news, and I think that possibility is still there. I think that the Knicks are still going to explore those opportunities. And then when you look at this trade, you know, it's possible that a team ahead of the Knicks said, 28 doesn't really do it for us. So, mm-hmm. 27 doesn't really do it for us. Can you move up? Can you strengthen the package? So I have to think that that's at least a possibility here. I know that like all other teams, right, the Knicks were scheduled to meet today to go through, you know, scenarios. And I also think, though, that there are players in that 23 to 27 range that some people over there liked. So, you know, maybe they got intel that their guy wasn't going to be there at 27. But I think the more likely scenario is they at least continue to explore the possibility of moving up. And that probably is what motivated this deal.
Is it any movement that may take place as far as players for draft picks now? You know, could we see some moves, you know, with current players that maybe potentially give us an indication of what teams are thinking as far as in the draft tonight?
Well, I think if you're going to move up, right, the price, it may drop before we get to 8 o'clock because deadlines tend to spur action. But, you know, I think you'd have to put some players in a deal if you're the Knicks and you're trying to move up. I don't think just 8 and 23 is going to get it done. So that's, you know, that's one possibility, of course. And I think in any scenario, like teams talk about the Hawks being open, they would, I believe, you know, want a player back in a trade for a pick. So that's obviously, when you're talking about moves ahead of the draft, certainly players are going to be involved because it's less likely to be just a pick swap.
Bengals, do you think we'll see something at the top of this draft? I mentioned Golden State has been trying to shop that pick. I don't think it's a secret around the league. They've been doing that for a while. I think they still are, even to this day, trying to move that pick to get a player that can. I think they'd rather have a pick a little bit later where they can take somebody that fits sort of their timeline. You know, and a top three pick, none of those guys fit their timeline as far as can play right away, can make a difference, come off the bench, that kind of thing. So can you see something, or have you heard enough to believe that something could happen at the very top of this draft today that suddenly now flips everything?
I don't think the teams at the top are particularly confident or in love with the picks. Like, you want a sure thing at the top, and I've gotten the impression that, you know, after doing their homework, I think they've become more comfortable with some of the guys at the top. But, you know, I don't think anybody's sitting there sleeping easy last night at the top of the draft. So I say that to say, I think that there's going to be, again, continued conversation there. The interesting thing when you talk about Golden State is the guys that they've worked out. They've worked out guys at the top of the draft, but they've also worked out some players, you know, in the 8 to 10 range there. So you know, Devin Vassell in particular, and a few others, which it leads you to believe that they're at least considering the possibility of moving down. And the interesting thing there is, you know, obviously the Knicks can't provide Golden State that veteran that they would be looking for in a trade. They're trying to win now. They want a player that helps them win now. Knicks can't do that. But one thing they could do is take on Andrew Wiggins' salary in a three-team deal. So that's just something that I kind of consider as we move along here.
Why wouldn't you think about Mitchell Robinson there if you're the Warriors?
Is he ready? Like, you're turning the championship. Is he ready?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Defensively, with those guards? Absolutely. You don't think if you put him on that team, you've got somebody now that can contend with Anthony Davis and Jokic and guys like that. Like, you have some bigs that you've got to be able to play against. You know, Porzingis. Like, you've got somebody that in the West where they have big, you know, there are some talented bigs. He can defend, and you don't need him to do much other than defend, rebound, and be in pick and roll.
That's fair. I had heard that some people over there are intrigued by him. The thing that I wonder, though, is he's not, you know, battle tested. You're not going to find a bigger Mitchell Robinson fan than me, but I would definitely have concerns if I was Golden State about his, you know, foul trouble, foul issues, things like that. So I don't know if that would be the guy that moved the needle for them.
That's fair. What are you hearing? I know you got to run because you got your show starting in a little bit. What are you hearing just free agency wise? Since obviously once this is over, boom, we jump right now into a Friday free agency. I mean, this is I can't imagine what this week's like for you with trades beginning on Monday, the draft in the middle of the week, and then free agency begins on Friday. So first, quickly, Knicks, do you expect they're going to do anything where they just have to trade and absorb into cap space? Or do you think, you know, is there a Fred VanVleet in their future? Like, what are you hearing?
Before I get to that, I just want to say also, in addition to the NBA stuff, I have my wife's birthday and my son's second birthday coming up next week. So this is Adam
Silver.
My
wife's birthday's tomorrow, so I know you're saying, yeah.
No time.
So, no time to sleep.
With regard to the, sorry, Han, what'd you say?
No, I just said no time to sleep, that's all. Go ahead.
No. Or get presents. But anyway, With regards to Van Vliet, I would expect him. I would bet that he ends up back in Toronto. So I don't think he'll be an option for the Knicks. I don't think they would have come over the top with the kind of offer it would have taken to get him away from Toronto. That's just my read on it. I might be wrong. And then, you know, with regards to Joe Harris, I think if the market was at a certain price for him, I think the Knicks would have interest. But I was told that even with the strong interest from Charlotte and Atlanta and other teams on Joe Harris, the teams that are kind of poking around on Harris all expect him to re-sign with Brooklyn on a multi-year deal, nice deal. So I don't think he'll be available. Christian Wood, expect him to go back to Detroit. So I would think that because of the landscape out there, I mean, it depends on the Russell Westbrook trade if that happens. But let's say that doesn't happen. I would expect then the Knicks to be more active in maybe trying to absorb a contract that a team wants to get off of and picking up some veterans to put around whoever they draft and the young guys and kind of taking it from there.
Yeah. All right. And quickly, just give me a number percentage wise that James Harden is on the Nets roster for opening night.
Just Google it. I'm going to say 40, and I'm going to say why. Only because I think with the Nets, you have to worry about if it's hanging over you this season, that Harden trade, you have to wonder about how it impacts your locker room. We saw it with the Lakers and Anthony Davis a couple years ago.
Great stuff, Bagels. I know you got to get to your show. SNY has it. The Putback, you can see it on all their social media. Have a great time, my man. I'll talk to you later on today.
I appreciate it, fellas. Take care.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.